Breezy 101. It's the breakfast show on your radio on a Wednesday morning with Neon Trees. And everybody talks, and, you know, we talk. And, you know, it's kind of how we get paid here is to talk. And sometimes we have guests on, like right now, Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle for Minute with the Mayor. Mayor, thanks for being on with us. We did have an alderman meeting last night, a few unclean properties. And then the first order of business was something from the farmer's market. You know, They're running into an okay problem because they're growing so much they don't necessarily have all the room they need there.
Yeah, good morning, Brett. Yes. Mary Williams came to speak about the farmer's market. She's the secretary for our local market. A lot of things that are going on there. One of the problems is senior citizens and stuff with just trying to maneuver over the rough surface. We're going to look at that. We've got some paving projects that are going to be coming due here pretty soon, hopefully, and maybe that's a thing that we can improve on. We need to actually build another building. They have several vendors and stuff. Actually, we know where to put them. With COVID and the things that are going on, we actually need more separation. But, you know, with all the things that's going to be required for this, it's going to be a process that, you know, we're going to have to budget for and stuff. But it's a great problem to have.
Yep. And after that, it was someone coming to talk about a career fair.
Yes, Life Health here in Kosciuszko. They're going to have a career fair, and that's going to be on August the 25th from 10 a.m. to 6. That's going to be in the parking lot there behind Renaissance Bank. So anybody interested in that, looking for a job change or some type of new type of career, make sure you go by there on August the 25th.
Yeah, that's a week from the day.
That's correct.
Next Wednesday. And then next, it was just approving a USDA resolution. I think that's for a tractor?
Yes, that's for a new tractor in Bush Hall. We apply for these type of grants, several times in the past. On a piece of equipment, $50,000 is usually the max that you get on that. And so we're hoping we get that. We need to get this moving along. We last year got not too long ago, several months ago, but we applied last year on a backhoe. The thing about now, the costs that's associated with all these new equipment, when we applied for that last year, it was like $100,000 for the piece of equipment. And within 6 months, it was up $20,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to get this process moving. Hopefully we can get this tractor before, you know, too much of another price increase.
Yep. And then there was someone comes by, you know, I imagine many people have seen the students coming by asking about a yearbook ad for the city.
Yes. Miss Ginger Mattis is on my youth council this year. She came by looking for an ad for the Star Herald with the yearbooks. Excuse me. We haven't done this in seems like a few years, and I actually just don't think anybody's been by to ask for an ad. But this is, you know, something for our children and stuff, promote our youth and our schools. So the alderman voted in favor of doing an ad for the yearbook.
Yeah, they came by here earlier, or maybe one day last week, you know, asking us for a yearbook ad. But yeah, you know, we love, like you said, supporting the kids. And then the next two here are pretty big ones as far as, you know, when it comes to the public and things. The first up was amending the curfew ordinance, and now it's not necessarily anything new. It's just you kind of had to change some wording for that.
Well, you know, we've always had a curfew ordinance, with youth under 18 years of age, and for some unbeknownst reason, I don't know if it was something that came up that they were enforcing here recently, but was just looking over this ordinance. Somehow, from Wednesday to Friday had been left out of this ordinance, so we just amended that to include those days.
Yeah, so yeah, Wednesday through Friday, you could have partied all night long.
Party all night long.
Yeah, but not anymore.
That's right.
Not anymore. They got those times corrected for that. And then the next one is pavilion rentals at the city parks. Now, that's something that was canceled last year during COVID, was brought back earlier this year. But last night, you know, with the rise in cases in COVID, there's going to be some changes there as well.
That's correct. You know, speaking about last year, when we decided not to rent those pavilions anymore, actually a lot of people were relieved. It just... They said, you know, they didn't want to lose their money, but us canceling those pavilions right now, Anybody that has those, you know, you can come by City Hall. We'll return your money to you. You know, a lot of people are kind of on the edge right now. Okay, what am I going to do? But, you know, last year when we did this, it did help people, you know, make up their mind and kind of eased a lot of people's mind.
Yeah, and that's indefinitely right now, you know.
That is correct. Yeah, you know, we're just going to wait and see.
Yeah, wait and see till how the case counts go up or go down. And then next, it was a bond issue, and I think that's just something that you have to do every year. Is that correct?
Well, this is actually on this bond issue. This is about street paving. This is something I know everybody's interested in. We still have, I think, about 3 years left on our current bond. Our city clerk, Michelle Kino, and myself, we've been working on this, trying to look at, you know, refinancing those bonds or going ahead while the bond rates are low now, going ahead and borrowing some more money and start a paving project. Actually, going through this process, Michelle has decided, you know, we're looking at the numbers, that it's going to be better if we keep paying the bond that we have. Just go ahead and pay it out. Don't refinance it. We can borrow about $3.5 million towards on these bonds. And once you net that, you know, time all the costs comes out associated, we should end up with around 3.2, maybe 3.3, that we can actually use on street paving. So we were just letting the alderman know about this, that they can look at these numbers. The thing about this, by doing this bond, it still is not going to increase our debt service. Our payments that we're getting through the Transportation Act money that we've got past a few years. Jason White, our local representative, is one of the co-authors on that bill that got that money. We actually, I think next year, we'll be fully funded on that, because when this transportation bill took place, you got 25% each year, and it would grow to you know, you are 100% on the total money. And those monies comes from internet sales and that type thing. So we've got that money that's going to be coming in. Hopefully that money will be enough that we can make these bond payments.
And then there was a new hire for the street department.
Yes, we hired Mr. Timothy Williams. We started in our street department. Actually, his first day will be Friday.
And next there was some travel and then comments and then the claims docket, and that was pretty much all on the on that agenda. But I know at the end of the meeting, you talked about the little mountain ride that we had this weekend here in Kosciuszko.
We did had a bike ride this weekend that originated here in Kosciuszko, went to Little Mountain. That was about a 70-mile round trip. You could do shorter one leg of it. It was Ethel and back. You could go to French Camp and back for a 40-mile ride, or you could do the whole 70. We had 129 riders that came into Kosciuszko, visited our community, rode in a ride. So we sure appreciate those. We appreciate Don Holdness and her group for putting this on. We appreciate all the city workers that helped in this. And had a really good turnout. It was a great event.
And one more thing that has happened since we talked to you, got a new interim police chief.
Yes, Mr. David White is over there at the PD right now. He's doing a great job. We appreciate David being willing to serve as an interim. We will be taking applications for the police chief up to September the 3rd.
September 3rd. All right, and that's all I had, Mayor, unless there's anything else you wanted to mention before we get out of here this morning.
I think that's it, Brett.
All right. Well, thanks for being on. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, appreciate it.